My name is Memo Akten. I am a 47-year-old, sighted, olive-skinned man from Turkey, with shoulder-length black hair, dark features, earrings, and a lip piercing. As an artist, I work with emerging technologies and, in particular, software and algorithms. Over the last decade or so, this has brought me deep into the field known as artificial intelligence, AI. The work that I'm showing here is from a series called Learning to See. There is a plinth with some everyday objects on it, cables, cloths, headphones, etc., and a webcam above pointing down on them. The live video feed from the webcam is processed by a computer running custom artificial intelligence software, and two images are projected onto the wall in front of you. One is the live webcam feed, and the other is an AI-generated image created from the webcam feed. The software interprets the composition that you have created on the plinth with the everyday objects and generates an image with the same overall composition, but of natural scenes including oceanic waves, clouds, flowers, fire, and deep space. Please feel free to touch and interact with this work. As you play with the items on the plinth, the images projected onto the wall in front of you changes in real time. You can spend a few seconds playing with the objects for a quick bit of fun. Or, if you're like me, you can spend hours meticulously crafting your perfect bouquet of flowers, or shaping your perfect waves or ocean scene. There's a few themes behind this work. On a practical level, it's exploring expressive human-machine interaction, investigating deep learning to develop systems that augment human creative expression. But on a higher level, the work is really about seeing. In this context, the term seeing refers to both the low-level perceptual and phenomenological experience of vision, but more crucially, it refers to the higher-level cognitive act of making meaning and constructing what we consider to be truth. Our self-affirming cognitive biases and prejudices define what we see and how we interact with each other as a result, fueling our inability to see the world from each other's point of view, driving social and political polarization. The interesting question isn't only, when you and I look at the same image, do we see the same colors and shapes? But rather, when you and I read the same article, do we see the same story and perspectives? Here is an artificial neural network which has seen nothing but thousands of images of waves or flowers. Now it looks upon the world and sees these common objects, and it tries to make sense of what it's seeing in context of what it's seen before. But it can see only through the filter of what it already knows, just like us, because we too see things not as they are, but as we are.